All right, it is time for Grape Fest. It is brought to you by
Twin Peaks.
On its new day, Monday, here's Dave.
Thank you. So, yeah, I joke that this is musical musers, but this is music-based. But it is not the results of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame voting. I will laterally tease that to Wednesday, as we will cover that in Snake Pit.
See.
So this is not Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is the Library of Congress National Recording Registry, which did you know that even existed?
I knew it existed, but I don't understand the parameters to get in there.
I don't know. It says that they receive nominations from the public, but they just decide amongst themselves, like there's a board or a number of partners that look over all of the possible additions to the registry, and they decide how many go in each year. So just last week, they honored Elton John and Bertie Taupin with the Gershwin Prize for Songwriting. So that was part of their annual awards. And then, thank you. And then they released their list of audio recordings that are going to be preserved as part of the National Recording Registry. So they added 25 songs this year, or 25 editions. Some of them are songs, some of them are albums. And so that will bring the total number of recordings in the National Registry to 650.
Which is a tiny number.
Yeah.
Like, that's
I don't know
nothing.
How long they've been adding to this. I don't know if it's 25 every year. I guess so, since it's 650 is
a
round number.
And they're culling from music from the beginning of time type thing?
From the beginning of the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this year, the earliest release that is going in is from 1919, a recording from the all-black 369th U.S. Infantry Band after World War I.
Okay.
We're not going to play that. So, and I'm not going to mention all of them, but I have a few. I don't know that we'll have a chance to get to all of them, but just want you to get a cross-section of what the Library of Congress thinks is worth saving.
Okay. Right. So like when
aliens come, they'll be like, oh, what's in their record collection?
Right. We'll just check the Spotify playlist of these.
So this is in chronological order. So the first one's from 1919. There are a few from the 20s and 30s. This one from 1949.
You know Dasher and Dancer.
No way.
Yes, Gene Autry's original Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
It probably belongs from a historical standpoint.
No way.
Every human being walking
the famous reindeer
the planet knows this.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
What do you say,
Ham? Bingo on human being.
Right.
Oh.
Okay, let's see if you know this one. This one from 1950.
Was dancing with my darling.
This is the Andrews sisters.
To the
this is Patti Page.
Tennessee Waltz. I happened to see.
Definitely heard my grandparents reference the Tennessee Waltz.
She's got a surprising amount of cleavage.
This was like the Nirvana of 1940.
A surprising amount of cleavage is a funny line.
What's her name?
Patti Page.
Oh, and suddenly the search engine gets a...
I know what you're talking about.
All right, how about 1957?
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
I know this voice.
Catch a falling star and put it in your
Burl Ives?
No. For a rainy day.
This kind of rocks, though.
For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless
it's
night.
Not Dean Martin. Who is this?
Perry
Just
Como.
In case you feel
Catch
you
a falling star.
Her.
And then also Magic Moments. I don't know if that was like an A and a B side.
Moments.
Not sure. All right. Now, let's go to 19... Oh, this is also 1957.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly
Oh no, Bob! Why are you putting your index finger to your temple?
So,
this would be a spike through me head.
This is like, who is this?
Johnny Mathis.
I grew up on Johnny Mathis.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Your parents weren't that old.
My parents love Johnny Mathis, and my parents have always acted twice as old as they are.
Yeah, boy, my parents and your parents would have been best friends.
I bet.
All right, this one comes from 1967. Now we are getting into rock and
modern
roll. So this is not a single. This is an entire album.
Oh, yeah. Surrealistic Pillow?
Yes. By the Jefferson Airplane.
They put the whole record in
the
there.
The whole record, yeah. So when the aliens get this one out, they're going to be like, whoa, happened?
I just heard this song.
Yeah.
In something recently, again, it always gets recirculated into things.
This is an Austin Powers. Or no.
This is anytime anyone takes acid.
This is Cable Guy, right? Karaoke?
No. You're thinking of the other song that they did. Not this one.
Okay. What was that?
This was in Fear and Loathing.
Yeah, this was in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas for sure.
All right. How about from 1971?
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
I like this one.
It's not warm when she's away.
Bill Withers.
Bill Withers.
This is such an awesome song, and this was featured prominently,
Ain't no
Bob,
sunshine when she's gone,
on Eclipse Day.
And she's oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you had a serious spike in those Eclipse playlists. All right.
Bill Withers has a lot.
A lot. He's dead, though.
I know. Right. We put him in.
Right. This is another.
Back before we broke Trifecta.
This is another full album from 1976.
Oh, my God.
Not even American. What are we doing here?
Yeah, I'm out.
Arrival by ABBA.
Yeah, sure. It belongs.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, if you got to put something in there.
Right, just throw it in there.
Just all
right.
Don't play it again.
From 1978.
Yeah.
Just the song or the album?
The full album.
Really?
The debut Cars record.
Wow.
This rocks.
Boy, this makes Gordon happy. And this is his... This is Benjamin Orr's song.
Oh, that's true. All right. Also in 1978, again, the full album, Parallel Lines.
Blondie.
Yes, Blondie. All right.
Reset, Dave. What are we in?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, sorry. This is the National Recording Registry, the new additions to the Library of Congress. So they have 650 songs in the National Registry. They've added 25, and we're going through some of the highlights. This from 1985.
Hit it! Oh, yeah!
It's the Fat Boys.
Yeah. Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick.
Lottie Lottie Dottie! Lottie! Lottie! You know what? Yo, peep this. Lottie Dottie!
They'll start cussing here in a minute. This one from 1988.
What a horrible charge.
I do not in any way support this being in the Library of Congress.
Oh, my God. I know one guy who does. This is Dan's number one workout song, right?
Just on repeat?
Yeah. Nobody has worse taste in music than that guy.
Terrible. All right. Just a few more. This from 94.
Do you have the time?
The whole album of Dookie.
Really?
Dookie is in the Library of Congress.
Definitely defines a moment in time.
Everyone in our age group owned this record.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, in the Library of Congress, are they putting in...
Ham quit it.
Are they putting CDs or vinyl? Or is it just like...
Do you actually put a copy in there?
MP3s?
There's a physical copy of it now?
Have you been in the Library of Congress?
No. Have you?
I think so.
What, I don't know.
I toured all the stuff on the National Ball one time. I think I was in there. I'm not even sure.
Is this where, like, Vietnam people died?
Why is there a Green Day album here, though?
Yeah.
All right, two more. This is from 94.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rip.
This is, of course, Notorious B.I.G.
Dead.
Ready to Die. And
you don't have to
1998.
Yell out,
dead.
What is this?
Hang on.
Who doesn't know what I'm talking about?
I thought they were canceled.
Who is this?
The Chicks, or the Dixie Chicks, as they were known at
this
time.
No, they're bad. They're bad. I don't know anything about them.
Yeah, so when the aliens come down...
Is that the latest song?
Yeah, this is the most recent.
1998?
Yeah. Now, you know, they have had some from the most recent century in previous years, but this time...
Bob has killed himself like 13 times.
I know. I only killed myself once on Bobby McFerrin.
Yeah. All right,
so that is your Library of Congress selection.
I like it a lot.